Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. V'shalosh rosh shel Talmid Chachamim yoshvim lefneihem. You'd have three rows of Talmid Chachamim that sit in front of the Dayanim, of the Sanhedrin. Kol echad ve'echad makiris makomu, and everyone would know their rightful place, meaning they would sit in order of their madrega, of their level of expertise. Hayutzrichim nesmoch samchin min arishona, and therefore a member of the Sanhedrin had to step off, and they needed to replace him, so they needed to give someone smicha for Dayanos to join, so they would give smicha from someone in the first row, and then echad min hashniyah b'lo l'rishona, and then someone was upgraded from the second row to the first row. And someone from the third row was upgraded to the second row. And then they would have to draft a new dayan onto the third, a new future dayan onto the third row. He wouldn't take the place of the person who is no longer there, who was upgraded. He would go into the place that was appropriate for him. So it sounds from here that the three rows were in order of their madrega. The first row were the highest level people, second row were the next level, and third row were the next level, and they would have to promote people as needed. Says the Mishnah, hey, Ketan Ma'iminase Edim al Edin Nefashos. How would they frighten the Edim to let them know the seriousness of the Edos that they're about to say when it comes to Dini Nefashos? Hay Machnis Noson Ma'imin Alehen. They would bring them in and they would intimidate them, and they would say, "Shemar Tomer Me'amadu Mishmua, Eid Mipiei Rum Piyadam Neman Shemanu." Maybe you're going to say something that's just based on a rumor, based on some sort of estimation that you're making that you don't know for sure, or it's going to be based on hearsay, or you're going to say that, "Oh, you heard it from a trustworthy person, but you didn't see it yourself." Or maybe you don't know that we're going to grill you. We're going to do a whole drisha v'chakira on you and ask you all sorts of detailed questions. Savi Yodin, you should know. Shalok dinim amnis dinin fashos. Dinin fashos is much more severe and serious than dinim amnis. Dinim amnis adam nosin mamnum eschaperlo. If a person errs in dinim amnis, he could pay back and then he'll get his kapara. But dinin fashos, when it comes to dinin fashos, dama vidam srosov tulim baatsov ha'olam. And that person's blood and the blood of his children is going to be on your head for all generations, because to end someone's life is a very serious matter. We find this when Cain killed his brother. It says the bloods of your brother are crying out. Not blood of, but bloods of. And that's coming to teach us that it's not only his blood that's on your head, it's his offspring's blood, all the children he would have had. Another interpretation why it says bloods in the plural is because Hevel's blood was all over the place. Because Cain didn't know how to kill him. He didn't know where the nefesh comes out of. So he had multiple stab wounds. Lefichach nivra adam yichidi. The reason man was created alone was the lamedcha, to teach us a lesson. That if someone costs even a single life, it's as if he's destroyed an entire world of people. And anyone who saves a life or supports a life, it's as if a single Jewish life, it's as if he's supporting an entire world. Another reason why man was created alone was for the sake of shalom, that no one should be able to say my father was greater than your father, that I'm, you know, genetically better than you, any sort of type of racism or something like that. No, we all descend from the same person. And that the apikorsim shouldn't be able to say that there are many gods in the world, and it also teaches us that the greatness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, shadam tovei kama matbeos, that a person can make many matbeos, many coins with a single seal, and they all look the same. Makes everyone with the seal of Adam HaRishon, and no one looks like anybody else. You see, even though he's using the same mint, everyone looks different. And therefore, everyone has to say that the world was created for me. V'shematamru malanu l'tzara hazos v'lok v'arnemar v'uedo rao yadam l'yagid v'gomer. And lest the Edom say, you know what, I don't need this headache, why should I bother? So that's why the pasuk says, no, if you saw something or you know something and you don't say, then you're in trouble. V'shematamru malanu l'chum b'damu sholzeh v'lok v'arnemar v'avod r'shoy mina. Unless you say, yeah, but why do I want to be the cause of someone's downfall? So you should know that it's a good thing to be the cause of the downfall of a Rasha. When Rishaim are lost, it's a cause for celebration. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet, we learned that there are three rows of Talmid Chacham that's in front of the Dayanim, and if you need a new Dayan, they draft from the first row, and everyone moves, and someone moves up from row 2 to row 1, and from row 3 to row 2, and they draft in another person, and everyone sits in the rightful place. And in Mishnah Hay, we learned two basic things. First, how it is that we would intimidate the Eidim by telling them the severity of Dinei Nefashos. And the second thing we learned in Mishnah Hay was why it is that man was created alone, either to highlight the value of even a single human life, or to let us know that there's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to let us know that there's only one God. So a number of reasons that man was created alone. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph.